Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter, No First, No Fast, from WRCO-FM. You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Rhetoric ramping up 3 days from Election Day as former President Trump said Vice President Harris is not qualified for the job.
She will get overwhelmed, she will melt down, and millions of people will die with her stupidity.
He was in Michigan earlier Friday while traveling to Wisconsin. Harris talked about Trump's violent rhetoric against former Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Anyone who wants to be president of the United States who uses that kind of violent rhetoric is clearly disqualified and unqualified to be president.
Both Trump and Harris have campaign events today in North Carolina and Virginia. A federal jury deliberated for 20 hours and convicted former Louisville police detective Brett Hankison of using excessive force in the botched 2020 raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Boeing striking machinists will vote on the latest contract offer. It would give them a 38% pay increase over 4 years. The vote Monday. This is ABC News. Opening statements began Friday in the subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely in New York City. Marine veteran Daniel Penny pleaded not guilty to charges of manslaughter and negligent homicide for Neely's death last May.
For the first time, we're seeing police body camera video of the aftermath. Officers approaching Penny as he stands over Neely's body.
He came onto the train.
Get around, anything on him?
Police say Neely had nothing in his pockets but a muffin. Prosecutors saying that video is evidence of Penny's indifference and disregard for Neely's basic humanity. But the defense argued Neely was seething and psychotic, so Penny stepped up to protect thy neighbor when Neely advanced toward a bench full of women.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky in Los Angeles Friday. An estimated 200,000 people watched the Dodgers parade celebrating their World Series title. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, if you have some outdoor activities that you'd like to get in, be sure to do them today because we're in for a little bit of a wet spell here as low pressure sweeps in from the southwest later tonight and sticks with us for another few days. We should have a good soaking of rain, possibility of 1 to 2 inches of rainfall through Tuesday across much of southern Wisconsin. Temperatures will be going up, though, with the south wind flow. We could actually be about 15 degrees above normal by Monday. Then somewhat cooler, more seasonal air will filter in for the rest of the week. But still, nothing too cold for this time of the year all the way through the upcoming work week. Our best chance of seeing some more sunshine again after today, probably holding off until Wednesday and Thursday. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s. Overall, a pleasant fall day. Southeasterly wind up to 10. Cloudy tonight with rain moving in after midnight, low at 42. Tomorrow, overcast and breezy with occasional rain likely, high 59, southeasterly wind 10 to 20. Sunday night, periods of rain, possibly a thundershower, fog patches as well, with a low of 49. On Monday, dreary but rather mild for November, off and on showers with a thunderstorm possible, scattered fog, high temperature up to 67, well above normal, with south winds continuing. Heading into Tuesday, showers taper off in the afternoon. Breezy with partial clearing possible late. Low 51, high 57. Wednesday, partly cloudy, low 36 degrees, high near 56. And Thursday, another tranquil day with some sunshine, low in the mid-30s, high in the mid-50s. Friday, cloudy with the next chance of rain moving in by midday, low in the upper 30s with a high near 54. Hope you have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, we're at 29, that following our morning low of 27, and our high yesterday was 52. The record high in 1938 and 2022, we hit 74. It was cold back in 1951, 11, good enough for the record. 1 year ago, 53 the high, 29 the low. We'll have sunrise this morning at 7:38. Sunset tonight at 5:52, and of course, with the end of daylight saving time, sunrise tomorrow morning, 6:39 a.m. The barometric pressure, it's starting to fall at 30.29. The air is calm, and no precipitation to report yesterday or today. The high yesterday was 52. We have clear skies, and following a low so far of 27, we're at 29 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Are you ready for a trusted leader in Richland County? I'm Deb McCoy, your candidate for Register of Deeds. With over 20 years of experience as a title insurance agent preparing and examining legal documents, I've mastered Wisconsin's recording statutes and legal descriptions. The security of your property's title must be protected with pinpoint accuracy. I know the ins and outs of real estate records and understand the importance of accurate documentation. While prioritizing privacy, customer service, and the accuracy our community needs, I've prepared thousands of legal documents and successfully closed countless real estate transactions. From maintaining a land records index to managing millions in escrow, my knowledge and professional communication skills ensure you're in capable hands. I'm dedicated to serving the taxpayers of Richland County with integrity and expertise. Vote experience, vote accuracy. Vote Deborah J. McCoy for Register of Deeds. Paid for by candidate.
It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
So it's third down and goal from the 24 for the Bulldogs. Scoreless here at Johnson Creek, 3:41 to play in the opening quarter. There's the snap. Jones back. Pretty good protection. Steps up. Throws it over the middle. He's got a man wide open. Touchdown, Bulldogs! There's Wesley Nelson. And the Bulldogs score first.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. Last night on the radio, it was Level 2 WIAA football playoff action. With a report on our featured matchup, here's Phil Nee.
The season came to an end for the Ithaca football team in Level 2 of the WIAA playoffs. For the second year in a row, the Bulldogs lost at Johnson Creek in a close game. The final on Friday night saw the Blue Jays win 31-21, and they now advance to play Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic during the third round of the postseason. Ithaca jumped to a 14-0 lead when quarterback Keegan Jones threw a 24-yard pass to Wes Nelson for the first score. And early in the second quarter, Nelson ran for a 3-yard touchdown. Baltazar Kaiser kicked both extra points, and it seemed the Bulldogs' momentum had the Blue Jays reeling. The hosts then proceeded to score 21 unanswered points. The game was tied at 14 at half after quarterback Tanner Herman threw strikes of 20 and 16 yards to Luke Hartz. Hartz ran for a touchdown of 20 yards midway through the third quarter to put Johnson Creek up 21-14. After an interception by Ithaca's Keegan Jones, the Bulldogs would get the ball at the Blue Jays' 31-yard line and proceeded to score on a 21-yard run by Nolan Waldner. Kaiser's kick tied it at 21. That would be the last score for the Bulldogs. Tanner Herman ran 21 yards for a touchdown late in the third and later kicked a 24-yard field goal to cap the scoring. Ithaca turned the ball over four times, twice on interceptions, twice on fumbles. The season ended at 10-1 for the Scenic Bluffs Conference champions. Johnson Creek, representing the Trailways Conference, is now 10-1. They'll play in the third level of the WIAA playoffs. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly cloudy and pleasant conditions today, a high of 58. Cloudy tonight, rain moving in after midnight, a low of 42. Sunday, cloudy and breezy, occasional rain, 59 for a high. Sunday night, periods of rain, maybe a thunderstorm and patchy fog with a low near 49. Monday, dreary but rather mild for November, off and on showers and thunderstorms, scattered fog, 67. Tuesday, we cool down a bit, breezy with a high of 57.
They can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, to do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. They can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to watch old Bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound to die, are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to watch old Bandit run.
A little bit of picking, a little bit of grinning. Jerry Reed, eastbound and down. Good morning, kids. 6:14. We're at 28 degrees. Adam Hess with you for your weekend wake up. During our look at this week in entertainment history, your history lesson, we'll talk about Third Rock from the Sun, but not this song.
He's one hip at a time, like a broken field runner, slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight. Wife hangs up the phone, bursts into tears, calls her sister up and cries, get over here. Sister tells her boyfriend, be back in a while. Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, got one life to live. They scream into the night, let's get it over with. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from the Sun. The kid guns a gas, car starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot, he flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks, lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls a cop, says she saw it all, swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's Bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from the Sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from the Sun. Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from the Sun. Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from the Sun.
Hey y'all, this is David Lee Murphy. I'm with my buddies at WRCO.
I just dropped $5 in a jukebox, baby. Soul on the old dance floor. If you're gonna run with the big dogs, hon, you gotta get off the porch. You can sit there all night uptight, honey, but a good time's something I know. You gotta get the jump while the night is young, and there's just one way to go. Out with a bang, kicking up dust. Honey, tonight I'm all wound up. Over the fence and off of my chain. Honey, tonight I'm a hurricane. Out with a bang. You know, some folks say I'll never see heaven. But don't change the road I'm on. But me, I know just where I'm going. I don't have to be told. They say living fast, it just won't last. But that don't bother me. Cause when it comes my time to go, I won't go easily. Everybody wants.
Fire Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, sounds like wipers. If your wipers are streaking, skipping, chattering, or even worse, loud, you need to visit AutoZone and get some fresh new blades. We've got basic wipers to get you back on the road, as well as premium blades from Bosch and Rain-X. So if you're hearing this, just head to your nearest AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
A friend told me when she was young, she got pregnant and gave her baby up for adoption so that he would have the best life possible. She went on, had a successful career, got married, and had other children. Years later, she met her son and they became friends. He said to her, "Thank you for not having an abortion." Adoption, the loving option, brought to you by Richland County Right to Life.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO FM.
You're a foolhardy man.
talking about me. Some of my friends, but you better believe I'm not going through that again. You're the kind of man a woman thinks she can change. Oh, but the only thing changing is my way of thinking. And I'm thinking that maybe someday somebody's gonna give you a lesson in losing. Somebody's gonna do to you what you've been doing. And I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson in hurting. Somebody's gonna leave you with your fire burning. Give you back what you've been given. And I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Oh, it's like you love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson and leave, and somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given.
Hey, if you want to find us online, it's pretty easy. Just fire up the old Alexa and say, "Hey Alexa, play WRCO FM." That's Jody Messina. Hope you're enjoying the tunes this morning for your weekend wake up. 6:27, we're at a frosty 27. Clocks go back tonight. We'll have details during our news coming up next in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, when the men came and told us all the news. They walk a while, a country mile. In my hillbilly shoes, you want to judge me by the whiskey on my breath.
A little sense into you. Well, I'm going up Pickle Creek, going at a run, going up Pickle Creek to have a little fun. Long man slip, they found some tracks, people saw them leaving, but they never come back. I'm
This news update on WRCO-FM is brought to you by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunity for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual worker. And by Computer Connections, Why Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Good morning from the WRCO Newsroom. I'm Adam Hess. A jail altercation last weekend led to two people being arrested. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrests were made following an altercation that occurred in the county jail last Saturday night in the city of Viroqua. At approximately 8:30, correctional officers were alerted and immediately responded to a sudden physical assault in one of the dormitory-style cells. Correctional staff separated everyone involved to ensure scene safety and rendered aid to the victim, a sentenced inmate. The victim was transported to Vernon Memorial Healthcare in Viroqua by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. The victim was released to the hospital shortly before midnight and returned to jail. As a result of the investigation by the sheriff's office, two sentenced inmates, Zachary James Blackwood, 21 of South Wayne, and Demondre Andrew Tyshawn Frazier, 28 of La Crosse, were both formally arrested late Thursday morning. Bail hearings for both Blackwood and Frazier will be scheduled in Vernon County Circuit Court. Battery by prisoner in the state of Wisconsin is a Class H felony. Megan Wolf, Administrator for Wisconsin Elections Commission and Chief Elections Official for the state of Wisconsin, held a press conference online Friday afternoon. She stated that Wisconsin is the most decentralized in the nation for elections, with 1,922 local election officials.
Where most other states run elections at the county level, in Wisconsin, it's the municipal clerk in each city, town, and village who registers voters, issues ballots, maintains the voter rolls, and trains poll workers. County clerks also play an important role in assisting with clerk training, printing ballots, and posting unofficial election night results.
Unlike some 40 other states that have a Secretary of State to oversee elections, usually an elected official themselves, Wisconsin has a bipartisan commission.
In Wisconsin, the state's elections are overseen by a six-member bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission. The commission has three Republican commissioners and three Democratic commissioners who are appointed by legislative leadership of the two major parties. And I and the staff of the Wisconsin Elections Commission are required to be nonpartisan.
Numbers for absentee voting as of Friday morning were 645,190 mail-in absentee ballots requested, with 537,645 returned so far, and 801,083 absentee ballots have been returned by voters. That's a 48% increase in absentee voting over 2020 numbers so far this election. Megan Wolf added that there has been a lot of inaccurate information floating around about non-citizens voting in the state of Wisconsin.
Let me be clear, under no circumstances are non-citizens allowed to vote in the state of Wisconsin, ever. In order to vote in Wisconsin, voters must certify on their voter registration form that they are a U.S. citizen. Further, most Wisconsinites present a photo ID to vote, and that can include something like a Wisconsin driver license or ID card, a U.S. passport, a military ID, a certificate of naturalization, documents that require the voter to provide legal status documentation to the government entity who issues them.
The general election will be held Tuesday, November 5th. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Over one quarter of Wisconsin school districts are seeking a referendum this fall. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
On Tuesday, Wisconsin voters in 121 school districts will be asked yes or no on referendum questions. Districts are seeking a total of over $4.2 billion from local taxpayers for operations and facilities projects. State Superintendent Jill Underly says the number of referendums is proof that public education is underfunded in Wisconsin.
School districts are telling us that they need more resources. Most public school districts have gone, are going, or will be forced to go to referendum just to make ends meet.
Underly has already announced DPI budget requests for next year, calling for over $300 million in youth mental health services, a free meals program for students, and an initiative to recruit and retain educators.
The DPI's next biennial budget request will again ask that we fully fund mental health aid for our students.
Just this year, school districts have asked 243 referendum questions for a total of nearly $6 billion in additional funding from local taxpayers. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Locally, the Ithaca School District is asking voters to approve an operational referendum in the amount of $1.3 million for each year of its duration of 4 years. As the name implies, revenue received via an operational referendum is used to meet the costs associated with operating the district, which may include attract and retain qualified teachers, Chromebooks for one-to-one instruction, access points to provide a reliable internet connection school-wide, additional safety operations, and a school bus, with the intention of returning to a biannual purchase rotation to minimize repair costs. In addition, the Baraboo School District is seeking $87.5 million, the Iowa Grant District seeking $1.2 million, the Lafarge School District is seeking $900,000, the Wisconsin Dells District is seeking $4.5 million, and the Reedsburg District has two referendum questions totaling $30 million. The weather is changing, and that means it's time for fall home maintenance. Brittany Merlot explains what we should do.
And the weather is changing. That means it's time for fall home maintenance. The Better Business Bureau is reminding us of important tips to prepare your home before winter weather arrives. Like clean your gutters, inspect your roof, test your smoke and carbon dioxide detectors, check your windows and doors for air leaking, and organize your garage and store patio furniture and other outdoor items inside. You can visit BBB.org for more home maintenance tips.
And as the temperatures have begun to drop, it's important to remember that we set our clocks back tomorrow morning. Daylight saving time will come to an end at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning as we return to standard time. With the end of daylight saving time, sunrise will be at 6:41, but sunset tomorrow will be at 4:49 p.m. The best practice for many is to turn clocks back 1 hour tonight before going to bed. It's also a good time to replace your batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. If you have an emergency kit at home, this weekend is also a great time to check for expired products or items that may have been borrowed for other purposes and need to be replaced. Pay attention in particular to the expiration dates on batteries, first aid supplies, and food. And again, don't forget to set your clocks back 1 hour tomorrow morning as daylight saving time officially ends at 2 a.m. It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless? WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly cloudy and pleasant conditions today, a high of 58. Cloudy tonight, rain moving in after midnight, a low of 42. Sunday, cloudy and breezy, occasional rain, 59 for a high. Sunday night, periods of rain, maybe a thunderstorm and patchy fog with a low near 49. Monday, dreary but rather mild for November. Off and on showers and thunderstorms, scattered fog, 67. Tuesday, we cool down a bit, breezy with a high of 57.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed
the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports, brought to you today by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. Offering 24-7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services. During the sports report, we'll have a look back at a tough game for the Ithaca Bulldogs in football last night, and state-bound cross-country runners will hit their full stride today.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessarellc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
So it's third down and goal from the 24 for the Bulldogs. Scoreless here at Johnson Creek, 3:41 to play in the opening quarter. There's the snap. Jones back. Pretty good protection. Steps up. Throws it over the middle. He's got a man wide open. Touchdown, Bulldogs! There's Wesley Nelson. And the Bulldogs score first.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. Last night on the radio, it was Level 2 WIAA football playoff action. With a report on our featured matchup, here's Phil Nee.
The season came to an end for the Ithaca football team in Level 2 of the WIAA playoffs. For the second year in a row, the Bulldogs lost at Johnson Creek in a close game. The final on Friday night saw the Blue Jays win 31-21, and they now advance to play Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic during the third round of the postseason. Ithaca jumped to a 14-0 lead when quarterback Keegan Jones threw a 24-yard pass to Wes Nelson for the first score. And early in the second quarter, Nelson ran for a 3-yard touchdown. Baltasar Kaiser kicked both extra points, and it seemed the Bulldogs' momentum had the Blue Jays reeling. The hosts then proceeded to score 21 unanswered points. The game was tied at 14 at half after quarterback Tanner Herman threw strikes of 20 and 16 yards to Luke Hartz. Hartz ran for a touchdown of 20 yards midway through the third quarter to put Johnson Creek up 21-14. After an interception by Ithaca's Keegan Jones, the Bulldogs would get the ball at the Blue Jays' 31-yard line and proceeded to score on a 21-yard run by Nolan Waldner. Kaiser's kick tied it at 21. That would be the last score for the Bulldogs. Tanner Herman ran 21 yards for a touchdown late in the third and later kicked a 24-yard field goal to cap the scoring. Ithaca turned the ball over four times, twice on interceptions, twice on fumbles. The season ended at 10-1 for the Scenic Bluffs Conference champions. Johnson Creek, representing the Trailways Conference, is now 10-1. They'll play in the third level of the WIAA playoffs. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other Division 7 finals, River Ridge a 27-0 win over Bangor. Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic defeated Cambria Friesland 35-0. And Potosi Cassville routed Cochran Fountain City 55-0. Division 6, Lancaster 20, Cuba City 7. It was Belleville with a 21-7 win over Marshall. Division 5, Prairie du Chien, a big shutout, 56-0 over Brookfield Academy. Milwaukee Academy of Science edged Darlington 36-35. Division 4, Aquinas, a 29-0 win over Lodi, and Columbus shut down West Salem 41-27. Division 3, Catholic Memorial comes back and defeats Reedsburg 34-33, Mount Horeb-Barneveld a 35-14 win against Waterford. La Crosse Logan 42, Onalaska 6, and it was a win for Medford 42 over Fox Valley Lutheran 22. Eight-player football playoff action from last night, Highland shut out North Crawford 35-0. And Owen Withy, 46, McDonald Central Catholic, 19. Highland and Owen Withy will now battle at Owen Withy. The 2024 State Boys and Girls Cross Country Championships are being held this weekend, today at Ridges Golf Course in Wisconsin Rapids. Girls competition Division 3 gets underway at noon, Division 2 at 12:40, Division 1 at 1:20. The boys competition Division 3 at 2 p.m., Division 2 at 2:35, and Division 1 at 3:10. The award ceremony presented at the Ridges Golf Course in the following order today: 3:45 Division 3 girls, 3:55 Division 2 girls, and at 4:05 p.m. Division 1 girls. At 4:15, the award ceremony get underway for the boys, Division 3, 4:25 Division 2, and 4:35 Division 1. And sports on the radio this weekend includes Wisconsin Badger football at their heated rival Iowa. That game can be heard tonight on WRCE AM 1450 and FM 107.7. Wisconsin at Iowa, pregame at 4:30, kickoff at 6:30. Tomorrow, it's a Green Bay Packers Sunday from the Packers Radio Network and WRCO-FM 100.9, Detroit at Green Bay. 1 o'clock pregame, kickoff at 3:25, Detroit at Green Bay, the national game of the week from the Packers Radio Network and WRCO-FM.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
So I find out all I can. There's a
Why choose local radio? Cost-effective advertising. Radio ads on WRCO offer one of the best returns on investment. You can reach a broad audience without the hefty price tag of TV or digital ads.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel. And now Open and Westby invites you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel. And now Open and Westby invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby.
Time now for a WRCO History Moment sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace. WRCO is still on the air broadcasting courtesy of our merchants and businesses from Southwest Wisconsin. Let's take you on a trip back to the past.
They're really great at Empire Drugstore, the little corner drugstore in downtown Richland Center.
Always know your jeweler before you buy. And everybody knows Burnham Jewelry Store
in Richland Center.
For over 50 years, Shop Keegan Implement, the old reliable
in Richland Center.
For the finest home furnishings and decorating service with a personal touch. Lunen Schloss Hanson Furniture,
172 South Church.
This 75th WRCO History Moment has been sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
She hasn't done a thing that really has to mean she's going anywhere. Haven't seen it showing in her eyes, but I swear it must be there. I don't know why I feel it so strong, but I feel it just the same. I
can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain. She'd still say I love you if I asked, but she never volunteers. Somehow what she never says means more than all the other words I hear. Still, she should win an Oscar if she's lying when she says that nothing's changed. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain. Oh,